news for you and me.
Bringing you the latest news and views on greyhound racing from around Australia. Racing HQ presents Going Greyhounds.
And a very good morning to you. Simon Harrison with you at 26 minutes to 11. Mark Duclos on an annual break at the moment. So Dave Carlton's filling in. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. Yeah, as the great song by The Who, as they sang, I'm a substitute for another guy. Duke, can you imagine him? He's lying by a pool in Queensland, tanning butter all over his body. Oh, thank goodness it's radio.
And yeah, they're using you on the punting club, I've noticed, as well.
Yeah, been doing the punting club for Marto, who's probably at a five-star resort as well. But yeah, we're here doing all of the work, and I'm really looking forward to it. Look, just as a footnote, speaking of music, to what Andrew said, very sad with the passing of George Michael, to quote the title of one of his songs, just an amazing, amazing singer. He's gone. Rick Parfitt from Status Quo, he's died across the weekend. In terms of music and in terms of sport too, it's been a terrible year. So let's get 2016 out of the way, because there's been a lot of sadness.
Well, we don't have too long to wait, Dave, that's for sure. Now, what's coming up on the program this morning?
Got a good one lined up here. Got Matty Lanigan joining us shortly. He trained Zipping Bruiser to the Group 1 Hobart 1000 to victory on Thursday night. Jason McKay, trainer of the mighty Melbourne Cup champ Andos Mac, is going to join us. Andos Mac will line up in heats tomorrow night of the Gosford Gold Cup. Carolyn Jones, the trainer of Zipping Kane, which jumps from box 7 in tonight's Group 1 Sale Cup. She's going to be joining us. The Boxing Day Sale. Forget the people who stampede the doors at 5 a.m. The only sale on Boxing Day for me is tonight's cup. And Karen Walsh went across the Tasman to speak to Karen, the trainer of the top New Zealand chaser, Thrilling Boris. She reckons he's going to bring the Boris over to Melbourne early in the new year.
Okay. How did those Silver Chief heats go the other night?
Mate, they were terrific at the Meadows, the Group 1 Silver Chief. The semis coming up this coming Saturday night, and the final on Saturday night, January the 7th. Duke will still be away, so I'll be on track. Can't wait to get back to the Meadows. Heat 1 was taken out by Flawless Bling from box 7 for John Westerlo, 30-11. Heat 2, Aston DB, I reckon it'll be very hard to beat in the final. It's obviously got to win the semi, of course. Jason Thompson, 30-16. Heat number 3 was a big upset. Harvey Mills, more than $40 it paid for Tim Noy in 30-15. A big run from the second dog, Reefton Treasure, in that. Heat 4, Matt Machine for Jamie Ennis. It posted the fastest time of 29-79. Heat 5, huge run from RU for Eddie Hamilton. Came from a mile back, running home powerfully. 30-30 was the time. Heat 6, Dream Future for Dustin Drew, second fastest, 29-82. Heat 7, Louis Lasagna for Dave Burnett, 30-23. Heat number 8, 30 Talks for Tony Brett from that great Where's Pedro unfinished litter, 30-11. 30 Talks, of course, the full brother to my dog, Motel Girl. Heat 9, Yarraman Ace, Michael Carter, 30-02. Heat 10, Dinah Boomer, Andrea Daly, 30-16. The final heat, 11, went to Lightning Frank for Matthew Wright in 29-84, the third fastest. So the Silver Chief semis next Saturday night at the Meadows.
30 Talks would be hard to beat, wouldn't it?
Well, 30 Talks is going great guns. Once it gets balanced, it absolutely powers through the line. We saw what it did at the Sky Racing Brisbane Cup and, the $30,000 Richmond Riches Puppy Classic purchase is now on the way to earning, I think, $300,000 in prize money. So to Len and Tony and all the team, well done to you.
Righto, Dave, I think we can get our first guest on the line. Matt Lanigan, who trained the Group 1 Hobart 1000 winner Zipping Bruiser, is with us. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Matt, how are you going? Have you come back down to earth yet? Now, what day is it? You've got to work out what day it is. It's a Monday. Last Thursday night, you trained Zipping Bruiser, $75,000 first prize in the Hobart 1000 Group 1 level. How are you feeling? Have you come back down to earth?
Not really, if I was being honest. It's, it's definitely still a shock, that's for sure. We even just yesterday at Christmas, with family and my girlfriend Nicole's family, it was definitely talk of the table, that's for sure. So it's just incredible. I still can't believe that it's true. But when I woke up Friday morning, only after a couple of hours of sleep, I checked my phone just to make sure that it wasn't a dream. And it's just incredible.
Well, Zipping Bruiser, the son of Don't Knock a Him and Tricky Gypsy, became the eighth Victorian trained greyhound in a row to take out the Hobart 1000, beating Chief Jet Pilot and American Monster running third. You're only 24 years of age, Matt, and you've only been training for 3 months. This surely must be a life-changing experience for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like Nicole said to me only yesterday, no, it might have been Friday, she said, when did you expect to win a Group 1 race? And I said, oh, to be honest with you, I don't think that I ever did. I think everyone aims to win a group race, like it's everyone's dream that gets involved with it, to get that special one that can be lucky enough to win a big race or something like that. But yeah, to do it only after 3 months and of just training, it is really hard to believe. It'll definitely change things. Obviously, it helps us here. Nicole and I have just bought a new property here in Swan Hill, and I said that I wanted to have some kennels, and obviously it costs a bit of money to build it from scratch, so I've been lucky enough to have mum and really good support from mum and dad as well, to help me out with the kennels and everything like that. So yeah, obviously the prize money is obviously incredible, and it's going to help in a big way, but I think it was just to experience that with my family that we had over there, and a couple of friends that own the dog with us. It's something that I'll never forget. And as Pat, who owns a share in the dog with us, he came over and he said to me this morning, it's something that they'll never be able to take away from us. And I think that's probably the best thing.
Now, Zipping Bruiser, as you mentioned, the Duke, when you spoke to him prior to the race on last week's show, trialled super in the lead-up to the race, broke Magambo's long-standing run-home time by almost 2 lengths. That really must have given you a little bit of confidence, despite the price, going into the decider, Matt.
Yeah, it did. We're always pretty confident with him. We knew that the track would really suit him, and obviously being out wide would suit him as well. But I really thought that the 1, the 2 and the 5 would be the ones that would be fighting it out. Obviously, like I said to Duke, I said, oh, I've played this race through my head thousands of times, and even though it still happened, it was still just complete shock that it actually did happen, that it did come true. He's got plenty of ability, and Jason McKay, who obviously I can't thank enough, he was the first person that rang me straight after the race. He was just proud. He was incredible. He told me the whole time that he'll run times that you've never, you'll just won't believe. And I'm just glad that he jumped.
Yeah, Jace is a great bloke. When the dog was trained by Jace, he clocked 29.77 at Wente. We'll speak to Jason actually in just a moment. He's going to join us. He's got Ando's Mac and some other very good chances in the heats of the Gosford Gold Cup tomorrow night. One thing about the race, I was watching your dog because I'd heard you speak to Duke, and I was hoping, because you'd only been training for 3 months, that you'd go really well. Your dog, he jumped well, Zipping Bruiser. He got plenty of space. He dived back to the rails on the point of the home turn, but in the straight, it looked like the local dog, Chief Jet Pilot, was gonna get there until your boy fought back.
Yeah, exactly right. I was a bit surprised that he moved across to the rail when he did. He normally likes to be out wide, as you could see, coming out of boxes and everything like that. It did surprise me a little bit. I wasn't telling him to do that at all. I was hoping that he'd just go right around him and then keep his balance. But, he obviously railed, and he got a bit of a check. And then when I seen the 8 come up, and it just railed perfectly. It, obviously, being a Tassie dog, it's been around there plenty of times, and I knew how strong it was as well. So when he did drop back to third, I thought, I was hoping that he'd still run a place. I thought that he'd be able to outrun the 1, but I was a bit worried about the 8. But once he just balanced up and he got on the wrong leg, once he got back onto his right leg, he just let rip down the middle of the track. And I think between my cheering and all the guys up in the grandstand cheering from him, I think that's what got him over the line, I think. So, it's still Yeah, very hard to believe, that's for sure.
25 and 98 in the final, clocking, well, slicing more than half a second off his heat time of 26 and 30. There was word, I think you said, that you might take Zipping Bruiser back to Tassie for the Devonport Cup. What are your plans, Matt, for him?
Yeah, we've got a really good relationship now with Ian and Eileen Thomas, who... they purchased a dog off us a couple of months ago, and they've always been in contact, and they said that they'd look after him for the couple of weeks leading into the race. So we obviously had an unreal time with them. I can't thank them enough for just the way that they accepted Bruiser and they accepted all of us. Like, we had a sensational night with them on Thursday night, and everyone at the Tassie Racing Club, it was just food and everything like that. We all had such a good time and were so welcomed. And I spoke to Ian and Eileen, and they said, "Oh, look, there's the Devonport coming up in 2 weeks' time." So I think that we'll keep him over there for that, just because he's settled in so well with Ian and Eileen. I think it's, we might as well have a go at that whilst he's over there, and then bring him back home. And who knows? I don't know. I got asked the same question after the race, and I couldn't even answer him, to be honest. I just had no idea. I didn't really expect to win. I didn't know what to plan afterwards. I was just hoping that he'd get through and get through the race okay. And so we'll see what happens.
Well, Matt, onwards and upwards. We're just delighted for you. You've been training for 3 months. Your partner, Nicole, your dad, Gerald, the entire family. You've had coursing history. You've owned dogs with your dad. And now you're a Group 1 winning trainer in your own right at the age of 24 years of age. 24 years. Please enjoy the rest of your Boxing Day. We'll keep an eye out for Zipping Bruiser. And thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
No worries. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Matty Lanigan, he's a young bloke. He's going places, and more power to him, Simon.
Well, he said he played it out 1,000 times in his head. What are the chances that it actually comes off when the race is run for real?
Oh, look, it was great. Chief jet pilot for Ted Medhurst, a dog who I like down in Tassie, knows the track, hit the front, and then... he came back, Zipping Bruiser. He got the cash, and you could have got about $16 or $17. So well done to Matty.
What happened to El Grande Amigo and Unlawful Entry?
Well, jumped okay. Unlawful Entry was never in it. I just thought, watching the earlier races, that the inside of the track might have been a little bit off. And I was going to have something on Unlawful Entry, but I didn't because of that. It finished at the tail of the field, the defending champ. Look, El Grande showed... plenty of early speed, but faded out and was a spent force heading into the straight.
Okay, well, I think we can get our next guest on the line, Dave. Jason McKay, who's the trainer of the Melbourne Cup champ, and O'Mac, and of course, he's lining up tomorrow night at Gosford.
Yeah, he's got a few in, Jace. Jace, good morning to you. We just spoke to Matty Lanigan, and you must be as proud as punch for him as well.
Yeah, thanks very much, Simon. Dave, appreciate it, mate. Great young fella. Young Matty's dad, Jerry, and all their family down there. They're, like you say, he's basically a novice at the training feet, but he's grabbed it by the scruff of the neck, mate. He's a real good little listener, and it looks like there's no shortcuts down that way at this early stage. So he's off for an absolute unbelievable start to his career, which full credit to him too. It's great.
Yeah, indeed. Let's speak about some of your dogs, Jason. The heats of the Gosford Gold Cup Group 2 level. There are 4 quaddy legs at Gosford tomorrow night. Races 5 through 8. Get to the track. There's stacks of people holidaying on the Central Coast. It's always a great night out. Ando's Mac, your Melbourne Cup champ, is the headline attraction. We'll jump from box 1 in heat number 1. He's 4 from 4 from the red, Jace.
Yeah, Dave, I don't think that's going to play a part with him. The truth, but he handles all draws. Dave, what he's doing, he likes to shift a bit at box rise when he draws inside, but Gosford, you get a lot of room from box 1 to the rail. There's a lot of stack of room there, tell the truth. So if it's a normal getaway and he shifts, he should be have no problem with...
His win at Wentworth Park in a free-for-all last Wednesday was nothing short of incredible, Jase.
Dave, I've only sort of given him the 13 starts. He's won 11 of them, and he's won a couple of the big ones, like we know, but that win was absolute outstanding, mate. A dog that must lead and lead by a fair way to win. That was a free-for-all. There was a fair amount of dogs in that race with good credentials, and Dave, when he came out, he slipped on the synthetic and test straight away with to three, which took his momentum. He drove through, and I looked up at one start stage, and Berserk was going past him. I said, oh, well, as long as he gets around safe, you know, that's how it is. He's resuming. He's got the ordeal that's come from five behind him and run him down, mate. You know, it's just, he looks like he's a full package, this bloke. He's just approaching the age, Dave, when you want him, you know. All the L plates are off him now. All the P plates are off him now. He's fully pre-placed off now. And could be a real scary year what's ahead for this dog.
I can't wait to see him again tomorrow night. Has he seen the track, Jase? Because it's his first run coming up at Gosford.
All his pre-training, Dave, at an early age, he was owned on the Central Coast. He's had multiple looks at Gosford, so that won't pose a problem at all, mate.
All right, let's go along to heat number two, box five. You got Ando Mac's kennel mate and the Vic Peters champ, Mr. Twister. Good record from box five, Jase. Three starts for two wins and a placing, and one at Gosford on December the 6th.
Dave, real good young dog. He's only had the 12 starts now, I think, but he's had two goes at Christmas Gift and a Vic Peters for a novice, and he's run second both times, so I like them to sort of have about 15 or 20 starts so you know exactly where they're going and what their caper is. But nice young dog, but he'll push hard left off the draw. That's what he does. And looks like Laurie's Jack is a real speed machine. The two Laurie LaFarlo's little bitch, she's a fire. She'll lead for sure. But if he can posse across and get a sit behind her, he's nice and strong. This bloke is getting better all the time, Dave. So he'd be a good chance for sure, mate.
And Jase, you mentioned Berserk earlier on at Wendy the other night from the red in Heat 4.
Yeah, same thing with Berserk. He's well named, Dave. He's one of those dogs when you box him, he goes up and down in the boxes and lets you out all different kinds of noises. But every now and again he can flip, and he's got a real good record too from the red, you know. But it just depends on what he does at box size, whether he gets it right or he gets it wrong. But he's a chance, always a chance.
Oh, good stuff, Jase. Well, I haven't spoken to you since the Melbourne Cup. I was so delighted for you and your entire family and your daughter, of course, who will be going up as co-trainer shortly. I was so stoked for you, mate, and it still must be a real buzz for you.
It's great. It is. Dave had all the family here yesterday having Christmas, and every time someone would bring something up, it was just the main topic always ended up being those Mac in the Melbourne Cup. You know, I think it's probably not only that it opened my eyes up a bit, it's made a few people take notice, you know, that he is a proper quality dog and looks like his bright times ahead. So it's all good, mate.
Good on you, Jase. Well, Merry Christmas belatedly, and good luck with all your runners, including Ando's Mac and Heat 1, tomorrow night at Gosford.
Thanks very much for having us, Dave. I appreciate it, mate.
Good on you, Jase. Jason McKay there. And Simon, the four winners and the four runners-up and go through to the final on the following Tuesday night at Gosford on January the 3rd. The first race tomorrow is at 6:58, so you've got plenty of time to get to the track. I urge you to go there. I've had many, many a night out at the Gosford Dogs. Mm-hmm. And, well, it's not far from the train station, so if I did my you-know-what, I could, yeah. But
use your Opal card to get home.
That's correct. That's the one. Ando's Mac, $1.35. Favoritetab.com.au fixed in heat. One lock. Lockenvar-370. Heat 2, Mr. Twister and Big Chicken, $3.20 equal faves. Black Hole Sun at $3.30. Heat 3, Funky Punk at $3.30. Trained by the King of Kino, Jimmy Coyle. Awesome story there, Jimmy. Good on you, mate. It's the favourite. Lockenvar Holly, $4.60. Better Call Sloy, also $4.60. Gosford Specialist Camden Gossip at $5. Heat 4, Night Sprite, the defending champ, $3.50. Barking Bad, big chance out of box 8, $4.60. Berserk for Jason at $5. Lock and Vara Moore also at $5. And while we're speaking of New South Wales Greyhound racing up in that neck of the woods, Maitland's meeting this Thursday has been transferred to Gosford to allow for urgent track maintenance. So two meetings at Gosford in the space of 48 hours.
Righto, Dave. Well, earlier you mentioned the Sale Cup, which is on tonight. The second favourite in the race with the tab fixed odds is Zipping Kane at $3.50. It's come up with box 7, and we've got the trainer on the line now, Dave.
Indeed, Carolyn Jones is with us, and Carolyn, of course, the trainer, the owner, the breeder of the mighty El Gran Señor. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning.
You excited about tonight, your local cup?
Oh, yeah, no, it's lovely to have a runner, yeah.
It's the first leg of the brand-new Gippsland Carnival. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Now, Zipping Kane, great run in the heats, and that was his first staying run since June. So how's he come through it, Carolyn?
Yeah, very well. Yeah, it was a big effort, but he's pulled up well and done well this week, so we're very pleased.
Now, he won his heat in 37 and 65 from box 2, moves out to box 7 tonight. What are your thoughts on the draw?
probably would have preferred it inside draw, but really I think in that race it's not going to make a huge amount of difference. Whatever wins is probably going to need a bit of luck on the first turn.
Yep.
He does have the advantage of having been down there, you know, several times, so he knows the track. But, you know, he hasn't got great pace, but he's got enough pace to sort of put himself in the race. But you just sort of hope he can, you know, get a clear run early and, you know, have a bit of luck.
Well, he loves Sale. He's had 8 runs there for 5 wins, 2 placings and a 4th, Carolyn. Just having a look at the speed map, you'd think Crichton Bale out of the 1 and Dundee Osprey, the favourite, who want to use a bit of the track from the start. The 4, Brolly Bale, is a quick beginner. You might get a bit of space yourself and the 8, Aeroplane Tommy, from the start. You might be able to stay out of a bit of early trouble.
Sort of hope so. I do think the favourite's going to be very hard to beat. He's a very good dog and... I think probably only bad luck will sort of beat him. But, yeah, I'm not happy with where we're at. And, really, till the race is won, we can have all the scenarios, but we just don't know what's going to happen.
Well, he's had a... Just recap, he's had a pretty tough last half of the year, a real interrupted preparation, hasn't he?
Oh, he has, yeah. And to do what he did last week was a huge effort. It's only his second race start since June, and to step up to that distance, he really has done exceptionally well.
What about this new Gippsland Carnival, Carolyn? You must be excited about it. It runs over 4 months. Tonight's Sale Cup's the opening leg. The other legs, next month's Distance Challenge at Warragul, February's Victoria Cup at Cranbourne, and the Traralgon Distance Cup in March. That's exciting with great bonuses on offer.
Oh, it's great. It's great for participants. It's great for the public. It's a very good idea, a very good concept, and hopefully it's well supported.
And the Sprint Series comprises of tonight's Gippsland Sprint Launch Final, January's Warragul Cup, the Cranbourne Cup in February, and the Traralgon Cup in March. So you've got the carnival for the stayers and the sprinters as well. But, Carolyn, you'd think that the local trainers are going to take out the Sale Cup tonight. 6 of the 8 runners are trained locally. I know you're just up the road as well, so it's a pretty exciting time.
No, it is, and it'd be nice for local, yeah. It'd be nice for the locals for local to win, yeah.
Well, good luck with the Son of Magic Sprite and Scarlet Girl Zipping Cane out of Box 7, Carolyn. Enjoy it, and have a great Boxing Day evening at Sale Racetrack.
Thanks very much.
There's Carolyn Jones and Zipping Cane. I'm certainly going to have some of my hard earned on the 7. I reckon he's an outstanding chance. From the black rug, 6 starts, 2 wins and 4 placings. Simon?
I've always been a bit of a Gerry O'Keefe fan, or ever since he won the Sandown Cup. Ring the bell.
Yeah, Ring the Bell, the national distance champ. Unplaced in last year's Sale Cup final behind No Donuts, but Ring the Bell, starting to get the mojo back. Dead-heated, of course, in the Summer Cup at Wentworth Park recently. $5 chance at the moment, tab.com.au, Ring the Bell. The market's open. The favourite is Dundee Osprey for Jeff Scott-Smith at $2.50 from Box 2. And at $3, you've got Zipping Cane, the second favourite. As I said, I think I might have a McGarrett on it, a Hawaii 5-0. Nice little pineapple on Zipping Cane, and it'll provide maybe another bottle of mineral water this evening.
You reckon you'd take the 350 fixed odds, or would you wait and see what happens on the tote, or what's your gut feeling?
Well, you always got to, you know, like... I'm not really the king of algorithms, and you need to be. But look, at $3.50, I'd assess that dog around that price, so yeah. I will take it, yeah.
You'd be happy to get 3 times your 50 back then.
Well, that'd be nice.
3.5 times.
Yeah, why not?
Now, we're still trying to get in touch with Karen Walsh, unable to get a hold of her just yet. She's the trainer of... in fact, I think we might even have her now... Karen Walsh, the trainer of New Zealand Chaser Thrilling Boris. I think she's on the line. Karen, good morning.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Karen. Did you have a nice Christmas across the Tasman?
Yeah, I certainly did.
That's excellent. I hope you didn't have to do too many dogs. I hope you had a bit of assistance.
Just the same as usual, sadly.
Well, of course, we all know the great chaser that you brought over to Australia about 4 years ago, Thrilling Brat. I think it was 11 and three quarter lengths, the win in the Group 1 2012 Super Stayers at the Meadow after finishing runner-up to the mighty Miata in the Zoom Top. Now you've got Thrilling Boris and, look, the Group 1 Waterloo Cup winner. I know you've got a huge opinion of this chaser, Karen, and you may even rate Thrilling Boris ahead of Thrilling Brat.
Yeah, no, look, they're fairly different dogs, and that Brat was a stayer and Boris is a middle distance dog, but Boris has certainly got plenty of ability and he, you know, looks like he's got a great future ahead of him.
Well, he's by Collision out of Thrilling Angel. He's had 27 race starts for 17 wins and 8 minors. He took out the Group 1 Waterloo Cup over the 527 in 29 and 97. That was at Manukau in Auckland, the third fastest time ever clocked over that journey, and he earned direct entry into a Melbourne Cup heat for that, but unfortunately, tell us about it, Karen, he wasn't able to take his place and make the trip.
No, unfortunately, the day before he was due to fly, he actually came down with kennel cough, which was rampant at the time. So, yeah, we just had to abandon that plan and just nurse him back to health.
That must have been a disappointment for you.
Yeah, absolutely is, but you know how it is. You've got to put the dogs first, and, you know, he's come back good as gold.
Well, on Christmas Eve, I was looking on the Tab app on my iPad when I was at Scone Races, and I was having a look at the heats of the Group 2 Waikato Classic over the 457, and he was just brilliant in the best of the night figures, 25 and 52. Surely he's got a mortgage on the final coming up on the 30th.
Yeah, well, you don't like to count your chickens till they hatch, do you? Anything can happen with racing, but he certainly did it in brilliant fashion that day. He's started to begin a lot better now, which was his downfall earlier on. He was sort of dropping out last and crashing to the rail and then trying to push his way through, whereas now he seems to be hopping out a lot nicer and getting a better run for it.
Another run which was absolutely amazing was when he ran third in the Group 1 Spion Rose Cup. Wasn't too long ago. He just got totally knocked off his paws on the first turn.
Yeah, no, he just copped that much interference in that race, and it did batter him around a little bit, so he sort of missed a couple of weeks' work just leading into that Waikato Classic, but, you know, it doesn't seem to have fazed him too much now.
Well, Thrilling Boris is another greyhound that you combine with owner Gary Harding to race. I believe you have an Australian campaign on the agenda, and it's not too far away, Karen, for him.
We haven't really got anything set in stone just at this stage, but, you know, we are very keen to, you know, pretty soon if something looks suitable for him, you know.
I know that you'd be keeping your fingers crossed that he could get an invitation into a race like the Tem Lee in February.
Yes, that would be a nice one to get into, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know that that the team from the Meadows, Marg Long and Eddie Caruana and the team, they're tuned in. So there you go, guys, the Tem Lee. Karen is interested with Thrilling Boris. But in the meantime, all the very best in the final of the Group 2 Waikato Classic. He's an exciting greyhound. I've been following him since he first started racing, Karen, and I really, really hope that we can see him in Australia and you can come over for more success.
Yeah, we certainly hope so, and I'm sure we'll be over sometime soon.
Good on you, Karen. Well, a happy new year coming up to you, and thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Yes, same to you, Dave, and thanks for having me.
Karen Walsh there. She's a great trainer, and she puts that wonderful polish on her chasers in the North Island of New Zealand, not too far from Cambridge, which is a beautiful part of New Zealand.
Okay, so Thrilling Boris, one to keep an eye on when it comes to Australia.
Without a doubt. I really think that this greyhound can acquit himself well over here.
Good on you, Dave. Well, that half hour's gone pretty quick, hasn't it?
It's been great, Simon. It's nice to be back on the radio, and happy new year to you, Andrew Bensley, if you're listening. The Hoss, he's a man who never sleeps. He's a machine, the Hoss, I tell you what. He needs to be swabbed, I reckon.
I don't know how he does it. He thinks Katy Perry's a standard bred.
He's a legend. So to Hoss and everyone on the radio here on Sky Sports Radio, a happy new year coming up. Let's enjoy Boxing Day. Let's get some winners at Royal Randwick. Let's get some winners at Caulfield. Go the Aussies in the cricket, and I'll catch you trackside on Sky Thoroughbred Central tomorrow at Orange, and Wednesday I get a city gig. I'm going to be joining Nick Ashman and Munns at Warwick Farm.
Good stuff. I look forward to tuning in. Thanks very much, Dave. Enjoy the day, and all the best for the new year, mate.
Cheers, Simon.